A great question is given to us again today as we gather here as the people of God to worship in front of the throne of the Lord. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? To the leading question of the Pharisees' expert in the law, Jesus today responds by uniting the first and the second commandment, which tells us that they are inseparable, that they are inseparable in the history of faith. We often separate them. All honor and glory are given to God, but we forget our neighbor, especially those who bother or question our way of life. The Lord today also responds to us that the most important thing in our religion is the commandment of love for God in our neighbor and our brothers and sisters. Let us not forget that to love is to serve, is serving. Whoever loves God and his brothers and sisters know to serve them with joy. Serving God takes place in sharing in the church, maybe in your ministry, in the sacrament like this one, and also in intense life of prayer. Serving our brothers and sisters is done by being sensitive to the needy whom I encounter in my way. And here we go. Whoever does this fulfill the whole law. I want to say, you cannot pretend to love God and also you detest your brother or your sister. Both to go together. The love of our brother and also the love of God. Indeed, the law should be not conceived as a series of commandments juxtaposed with each other. This double commandment is that of love, which must come through all our thoughts, all our words, and all our actions. Indeed, a commandment that is not fulfilled with love loses most of its value. Indeed, a commandment that is not fulfilled with love loses most of its value. The smallest commandment, if filled with charity, if fulfilled with charity, has immense value in front of God. That's why this is your vitamin for today. We cannot love God without loving our brothers and sisters. Both to love go together. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and the hour of our death. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.